still on Twitter, at KOW. It's The Record. I'm Bill Radke. I just took a break from Googling Lindy West phrases, and I Googled the phrase, America's Most Famous Librarian. And I found a list starting with Ben Franklin, co-founder of our library system. Oddly, though, Mao Zedong was on there, and Golda Meir, and Marcel Duchamp, and Marcel Proust, and Laura Bush. And at number 25 on this list, Seattle's Nancy Pearl, author of the Book Lust series, and now her first work of fiction. KUOW's Marcy Silman asked Nancy what her new novel, her first novel, George and Lizzie, is about.
Let me just preface that by saying that I've had, of course, as you know, we have spent like almost two decades together talking about what books are about and why people will like them. It was always easy. Talking about George and Lizzie is so hard for me, and trying to figure out what to say about it. So briefly, I think it's a character-driven novel about this young couple who really inhabit very different psychological worlds, and their meeting and their developing relationship, and what keeps them together and what drives them apart.
It's fair to say, I'm not giving anything away, to say they get married.
Yes.
Because that's important, too.
That is important.
Did you ever consciously decide that you were going to write a novel?
You know, I didn't. George and Lizzie came to me one night when I couldn't fall asleep, and these two characters just really came into my head, almost fully formed, in the sense that I knew their names were George and Lizzie. I knew Lizzie's last name, Bultman. I knew that they met at a bowling alley in Ann Arbor, and that's all I knew about them. And that was about 7 years ago, and I just started thinking about them all the time. You know, it was like whatever else I was doing, I was living this duo life with George and Lizzie, and having Lizzie comment on what I was doing. You know, I would walk by the sorority houses on 17th, and I would think, you know, I could hear Lizzie saying, well, would my life have been any different if I had joined a sorority in college? And you know, I would eat a cookie, and I would think, well, this is a cookie Lizzie would like to dunk in her tea. I mean, gradually over the next like 4 years, I really learned so much about them, and so by the time I sat down to write, I just was. It was like I was debriefing my head. It was all there. And so in many ways, I feel like I didn't make any decisions, that the decisions, you know, had all, they were real people to me.
Now, Nancy, you make it sound like that writing was so easy. But as you mentioned, I've known you for a couple of decades, and I happen to know that this was not a simple process for you.
It was not a simple process. And the reason it was not a simple process is because I'm this incredibly critical person, most critical about myself. And I would write a sentence. A sentence would be in my head that I'd thought about and rewritten in my head, and it would sound just right, you know, perfect, if I can use that word, perfect in my mind. And I would put it down, you know, I would type it into the computer, and there it would be on the screen, and that sentence would be lame. I mean, it would be nothing like the sentence in my head. And the best example is once I typed George took Lizzie's arm, and then I said, well, where did he take it? What did he, you know, what did she do with one arm? What did he do with the arm that he, you know, the extra arm? I mean, things that a reader would never ever stop at a sentence like Lizzie, George took Lizzie's arm. So that was hard.
That sentence does not appear in the book.
No.
I read the book. I didn't see that sentence. No, I should just say, if you don't recognize her voice, I'm talking to librarian and novelist Nancy Pearl, and her new book is called George and Lizzie. Because this is about characters, George and Lizzie, and then there are some other characters, parents and friends are in this book as well. I have often heard, very often, that novelists are taking from their own lives when we're creating characters. So how much do George and Lizzie come from you, your husband, people you know?
So the novel is not autobiographical in any way, shape, or form. I do share with Lizzie, or maybe I should say Lizzie shares with me, some sort of superficial characteristics. We both love poetry. We both love the specific poets, Hausman and Larkin and Millay. And we both love football, although Lizzie has a love-hate relationship with football.
Well, in fact, that's something I did not know about
yes.
you. This is a book also about football. There are many football teams in this book.
Yes, right.
And football players.
Right. But you don't have to know anything about football or be even interested in football to enjoy the book, I think. So Lizzie shares those things with me. And George is, while he's not my husband, he shares much more with my husband than Lizzie, for example, does with me. George and my husband share a kind of Buddhist philosophy about living in the present, and that everything is an opportunity for growth. And that's something that Lizzie really has trouble believing.
Because, in fact, George is an optimist
right.
and Lizzie is not an optimist.
No. I'd like to describe Lizzie as the sort of person who, if you said, is this glass half full of water or is it half empty? Lizzie would say, that glass is totally empty and you're just imagining whatever water there might be in it. That's Lizzie. I think George at one point calls her a pathological pessimist. And Lizzie, in return, would say, well, George is a pathological optimist.
I should also say, because I do know you, that these characters inhabit places that you have inhabited.
Yes, they do. I lived in Ann Arbor for about 7 or 8 years. That's all. I lived in Tulsa, where George is from, for a long time. But I've lived in Seattle for longer than both. But it never occurred to me that it should be set. As I said, there just was no decisions to make. It just was, well, this is the way it is.
So the long process of living with George and Lizzie and then translating all of what was in your head to a novel, how did you feel when they actually sent you this book?
It was the whole process has just been pretty remarkable. I was so lucky to find an editor and a publisher, Touchstone, which is part of Simon & Schuster, and the editor-in-chief of Touchstone, Tara Parsons, bought the book. And she was fabulous. The book has an unconventional, slightly unconventional narrative, the way it's told.
And you have to just read it because I can't describe it. So everybody should read this book. But I should mention, as I talk about books, is that you've published several other books
yes.
before this. But those are books that sort of come out of the profession and the practice of what you've done for years,
right.
which is try to get people to read.
Right.
So this is a really different thing.
It is. Interestingly enough, I often thought that the booklust books were people would say, well, you should write a memoir. But I'm never going to write a memoir. That's ridiculous. But the booklust books are really a record of my reading life. Mm-hmm. And especially the first one is so personal to me because every book in there was so meaningful and, played such an important role in my life. But George and Lizzie, that while it's not personal in that particular way, it's utterly me. And I was fortunate enough to be able to read the audio book.
Really?
So, yes.
Oh, fine.
And so because the narrator, who is a sort of close third person narrator, is me. I'm sure you could hear echoes of me telling the story of George and Lizzie and their family and friends.
Well, so then this is thrilling for you. I mean, I'm looking at you.
It's thrilling and it's so scary. It's so anxiety provoking because, I want people to love George and Lizzie the way that I do. Not the book, but those people, I want them to, when the last page is turned, my hope would be that people would still think about what's going to happen to them, because there are still questions left unanswered at the end of when you turn the under 300 page.
Yes, many questions. Although it is, for me, it was a page turner. And I have to say, for, you mentioned this at the start or alluded to this at the start. For decades, you have come here and gone all over the world, helping readers discover books by asking them what they like to read and then helping recommend. So I'm going to turn the tables right now.
I knew it.
I recommend George and Lizzie to people who love books by Eleanor Lipman and Stephen McCauley and creators of well-developed, slightly neurotic characters who live in worlds filled with humor as well as challenge.
I would. I absolutely. And Stephen McCauley was lovely enough to read the novel, and he loved it as well. And that meant so much to me because I adore Stephen McCauley's books. And of course, Eleanor Lipman, you and I share a great love of her novels as well.
So I picked well.
Absolutely. Marcy, go for it.
Nancy Pearl, librarian, radio personality, novelist. Yay. Her new book is called George and Lizzie, and Nancy will launch her national book tour where else but the Seattle Public Library downtown. That's tonight, September 5th at 7 p.m. Thanks so much.
Oh, Marcy, thank you.